Once upon a time, in the bitter cold of the last night of the year, a wee girl walked through the darkening streets. She was all alone. Snow whirled all about, falling on her bare head, chilling her beneath her thin, ragged clothes. The girl had worn her mother's shoes when she had left the house, but now her feet were bare. The shoes were too big and had fallen off as she ran across the road, when two carriages rattled by dreadfully fast. A boy ran off with one shoe, and the other she could not find. So she wandered on her weary way, her tiny feet frozen by the cold cobblestones. She carried matches for sale in her apron and held a box of them in her hand. But no one had bought any all day long or given her a single penny. The girl shivered with cold and hunger as she walked past houses where other children were safe and warm in bed. Fires burned brightly for hogmanay, and there was a wonderful smell of roast goose. Soon she could go on no longer. She was so tired. She grew colder and colder, but couldn't return home with nothing for her parents. They had no fire and no food. The wind whistled through their leaky roof, and their blankets were damp and threadbare. The wee maid came to a narrow alleyway between two houses, where there was a shelter from the biting wind. She sat down, huddled into a shivering ball. Her hands were numb with cold. She rubbed them to try and get some feeling back, then wondered if the light of a match might warm them. She took one from her bundle and struck it. It burst into a tiny bright flame, like a little candle. She warmed her hands over it. All at once, it seems as though she was sitting before a big fireplace filled with crackling logs. The smell of juniper and pine smoke curled through the air. For a moment, she felt warmth and comfort. And then the match died and the fireplace faded away. She struck another. It flared up. And when its light fell upon the wall, it became transparent like a window. She could see inside the house. On the table, a snow-white cloth was spread, with silver dishes and crystal.